Hey, what's up, you guys? Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. It's 2018. Damn, where's the time going? It has been a whirlwind of a year. I'm pretty sure by the podcast episodes that you've listened to and the people that I know, it's been a hell of a year. Christmas was great. New Year's was awesome. I got so drunk. I'm gonna tell more about that later, but oh my god, open bar, never a good idea. But yeah, Christmas is great. Went down to New York City, saw the fam, hung out with the niece, and this year, I want to say, my Christmas definitely felt very loving and very great. I honestly have not one word to describe how good it felt to just provide, you know, the things my family wanted and just see the smiles on their faces, especially Anandi. She is so cute and so grown. Oh man, she was having a ball opening up her gifts. It was adorable. And it was a good Christmas, I'm not gonna lie. So Christmas has passed. New Year's has passed. It is January 2nd. That's insane. I can't believe it's already January 2nd of 2018. 2017 is full-blown behind us. I don't really believe in actually creating resolutions or anything like that. This year, I definitely wanted to focus on what I took away from 2017 and what I can bring in 2018 from what I learned. And I think that's a great way to start out the year, is just to reflect on everything that has happened in 2017 and just learn from it, grow from it, and just move on into 2018 with a clear head and the most set intentions and motivations that you have, and just try to make that year your year. I'm sitting down here in my kitchen with like my planner and everything set up. I'm ready to go. I just want to make this year the most productive, the most fun, the most amazing year for me, for my family, for my friends that I could possibly produce, because I have these goals of just making 2018 just my year. I'm so excited. I am gonna write down my goals, my intentions, and I can't wait for what this year is gonna bring. So like I said, this podcast might be changing a bit, the format, depending on how I want this to become. I can definitely say the first thing I'm grateful for is having the balls and the support from friends on starting this. And it has been an amazing journey. I can't wait to develop this more and to actually create better content. It is such an amazing feeling just setting everything up and just talking to you, to myself, to my dog, to my cat. And I love it so much. It's so much fun. I love learning new technology and I love editing. I love uploading. I just love it all. So I can definitely say the one thing that I'm grateful for in 2017 is starting Life of an Uninteresting Human. It's been a blast. It really has. And the support everyone's given me is truly, it's amazing. And I really appreciate it. And so starting this conversation off with that look back, I just want to go through what I've written down were the highlights of my year and how I can't believe that my life happened the way it did in 2017, and I can't wait. I really can't wait. So starting off on going to new places, I went to Boston for New Year's last year to start 2017 off with the most amazing man, Matt. I met him in 2016, but I wouldn't know what life would have been like without him. And I'm truly grateful for that. he has helped me throughout so much and is super supportive, and it, like, I don't see my life without him, and it's honestly, he is definitely the best blessing of my life in 2017. And the fact that we get to spend every day together and not want to kill each other, I think that's awesome. So Matt, if you're listening, I love you and thank you for being a part of my life, because you honestly changed it for the better. And now that that's gotten really awkward and really really sentimental, I'm gonna switch off to places that I travel to. So like I said, Boston, we went there twice, and my first time was definitely for New Year's, and it was awesome. We just did the most touristy things, but it's so cool to just experience other cities and experience different cultures and people, and it was super fun. I loved it, and I definitely would want to go back sometime soon. I went on my first cruise in 2017, and with that being said, I traveled outside of the country for the first time. Unfortunately, I didn't have to use, like, my passport or anything. It wasn't stamped. I wish it was. But, yeah, we took an amazing 7-day cruise, me and Matt, to the Western Caribbean, I believe. So we went to Mexico, Cozumel, Mexico. We went to the Honduras. We went to Cayman Islands. We went to Belize. I'm looking at the magnets. That's why my voice just traveled. But yeah, we visited all those gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous places and experienced a cruise together. And it was our first vacation together. And it was just amazing. I absolutely loved it. I want to go back on another one. And I can't wait for the next one that we're planning. Because, first of all, I want my passport stamped. That's a goal for 2018, is to travel to a place where I can get my passport stamped. And fingers crossed, Matt, since he's going through his MBA program at Syracuse, he has to do a residency. And we were looking at Florence Italy, but the tickets to go there are crazy expensive. So an option for Dublin, Ireland actually came up, and we are fully anticipating on going. So hopefully that is, you know, a 100% concrete plan, and we are planning on it. And if that's the case, holy fucking shit, I'm going to Dublin soon. It's going to be in the summer. I want to say end of June, early July. And oh man, the feeling I'm going to have just living my life in PS, I love you. I can't wait. I honestly, that's going to be amazing. And I'm so grateful for the opportunities that have been brought to us. So I can't wait. I'll let you know more on if that happens, but let's take a step back and go back to the look back. But yeah, so again, I traveled to Boston, went on the cruise. We did a road trip, the two Mats and I, to Kentucky for the solar eclipse. That shit was amazing. It was not a once-in-a-lifetime thing, because it's happening in like a few years, actually, and the path of totality will be up here anyway. Anywho, that was amazing. It was so surreal. You're in this field with hundreds of other people, just staring at the sky, just waiting for that 2 minutes of just complete darkness. And it was amazing. I can't believe I saw that with my own eyes, and that we had the opportunity to travel all the way down to Kentucky to see it. We went to other places too. We traveled to Tennessee. We went to Nashville. That was insane. I absolutely love Nashville. It was crazy because obviously of the eclipse, so there was like tens of thousands of people more that would be there, but the music, the food, the drinks, the environment, I want to go back there so bad just to experience it without all the eclipse mayhem, but it was such a good road trip. It was my first road trip, and it was interesting because we had Daisy, and then we had Matt, the two Matts, and my Matt was driving pretty much the whole time, so he has some words to say about it, but it was an amazing trip. I honestly want to go again. It was amazing weather. We went to the Parthenon, which was amazing. We didn't go inside because the line was seriously hundreds of people long, but that park was beautiful, and the sheer vastness of how everyone just stops their lives and paused the same time for 2 minutes and 30 seconds to look at the sun disappearing. I love that sense of just community, or at least not community, but just the fact that everyone's just doing something collectively. Just, oh man, that is just amazing. And it was so awesome. Oh my god, I'm still speechless that was something that I got to experience. So I honestly, highlight of 2017, it was awesome. Another place we traveled to was actually Florida. Matt and I, before we went on the cruise, we actually stood a day in Florida before we had to board the cruise. That was amazing. We stayed in South Beach, and that place is beautiful. We actually stayed at this cute, amazing boutique hotel, and oh my god, I want to go back there because the environment, you could tell it's just so alive and so just ready to just live. But it definitely took my breath away. I loved it. And the food, oh my god, we went to this Mexican place. It was so good. I have never ate that much before. And actually, instead of giving like chips and salsa or like that type of appetizers, they give you a shot. And that shot was delicious, first of all, and I love that they do that. Instead of actually giving you food, they give you a drink, which is just the most Spanish Cuban thing in the world. But I can't believe that actually happened. What's another thing? So, saw the eclipse. We got Daisy. Daisy is our dog. We got her in July. And it's been definitely a hell of a ride with her, but it's been awesome. I love her so much. Sis actually loves her too. Just, she won't admit it. Ow, that fucking hurt. And she's our baby. I don't know how else to describe her, but she is our child. And we actually took her down to New York City for Christmas, and that was interesting. But she hated my dad. He's just this big, big dude, and she just hated the sheer vastness of his size. So she literally barked at him the whole time. But she just, I don't know what to say about her because she is definitely a personality, and I wouldn't know life without her. So I definitely love her. I rewatched Game of Thrones and then got really into season 8. Is it season 8? Yes, I believe so. Trust me, I've spent so much time rewatching series and watching different TV shows this year. It's been insane. I got sucked into Elementary. I got sucked into Lucifer. I got sucked into what's another show? Peaky Blinders? No, not Peaky Blinders. I got sucked into Game of Thrones again. And just a whole bunch of other shows that, like, TV shows like super good this year. I got sucked back into Grey's Anatomy. TV has just been dumb good this year, and this whole year, me and Matt, or Matt and I, have been watching Happy Endings. and It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia during like our meals. Those are like our go-to shows, and we killed these episodes. When I say we rewatched all the episodes we did, and we continue to just watch the same different episodes because they're just amazing episodes. Let's see. So speaking of Matt and I, we moved in together. We got our first apartment together. It's small, but it's ours. And oh man, it's been awesome. We're both very lazy people, and we don't like a clean house, apparently, as I'm staring at the dishes and the laundry all over the place, but it's ours, and I wouldn't change it for the world. I love the way it's set up. I love the way we decorated it. I decorated it, and yeah, I honestly can't wait till we move out, but it's ours. I'm gonna cherish this apartment when we leave it. It's because it was the first step of us actually moving in together. So, yeah. Anywho, let's see. I no longer work for a soul-sucking company. So right now I am currently unemployed, but I have the chance to actually figure out what I want to do and how I want to do it and who I want to do it with. I appreciate the lessons I learned definitely from this company, but I couldn't do it anymore. I honestly couldn't. It breaks my heart to know that some of my coworkers I won't talk to as much anymore, but you know what? They come and they go, I guess. let's see. I cooked and I hosted my first Thanksgiving. That shit was insane. I am never doing that again, or if I am, I am going to order takeout because I am never cooking anything homemade ever again. I was cooking for close to 5 hours and I wanted to shoot everyone that stepped in the kitchen, but you know what? It was a good experience. I'm glad that I actually got to do it, and now I could say that I won't do it again. let's see, what's next? I actually met really amazing people this year. I am definitely grateful. My friendship with Matt is awesome. Matt introduced Amanda and Jesse and Amanda's fiance into our lives, and they're awesome. We actually celebrated New Year's with them, and they're amazing people. They really are. They're super funny and they're great. Let's see, there's a new tradition sort of started. Thursday nights we go to this, like, I think it's an Irish pub or some place called, it's a bar, it's called Steve's. You wouldn't know this place serves Mexican food, but on Thursdays they do, and it's really good and it's stupid cheap. So we go there every Thursday and have the same meal. They know us, and it's a good vibe there. I love the people there, so I'm really grateful for the people that I've met and that the friendships that have come from that. I'm so grateful. Because this year I actually lost a few friends. I could say that they were friends, but at the end of the day, they just weren't the true friends I actually needed. So, you know what? Like I said before, they come and they go. I'm grateful for the time I spent with them, but at the end of the day, I'm grateful that I no longer have to cater to them. But I learned my lesson, and hey, what can you do, you know? It's life. That's all I can really say. Let's see. Not this whole year, but I definitely this year I grew a little more comfortable with my body since I gained some weight. But you know what? Again, it's life. I love food. I love drinking. I'm not going to starve and deprive myself of good times because someone says that, you know, you have to be a certain weight and look a certain way to be happy. But I love my body. I love the way I look. And I'm happy to change it as well. I definitely want to eat cleaner. And so I will, and I think I look good. I'm a happy chubby right now, so I can't complain. Let's see, what's next? I created a ticket gallery, which I'm very proud of. I, Matt and I have experienced a lot of good stuff this year, and I experienced my first Syracuse basketball game. I went to a Giants game, which was my first pro NFL game. We went to, is it Brewfest? We went to, no, it's New York Craft Brewery something. But we went to that. That was amazing. Matt got super drunk, but it was fine. He was funny. And then we went to the Most, which is a museum of science here in Syracuse that I've never been, but I heard really good things. It's such a kid thing, but I loved it. It was so much fun, man. I just went there for the day, and we saw an IMAX movie, and then we went to the Planetarium, which was the most adorable thing in the world because it's so old school compared to all the new planetariums all around. Last year, we went to so many Crunch games. We were so obsessed with Syracuse Crunch, which is hockey up here. And I love it. I love the environment. I love the good times. I love the beer, the drinking, the food. Just, it's so fun to watch. I absolutely am in love with it. I actually really hope that we go to a game sometime soon because it is such an upstate, you know, thing to do, and I love it so much. For our birthdays, Matt and I went to see Boys to Men, which if you know Matt and I, you know that we fucking love Boys to Men. We love R&B, 90s, just baby-making music, kind of. but it was such a cool experience. I saw people that I have listened to literally my whole life, and to hear the songs that I grew up with performed live, I was going fucking nuts. And then after that, we actually took the most terrible, I don't know why I did this, but for his birthday, because our birthdays is March 1st, March 5th, I bought, I want to say, two nights at a winery in about like an hour and a half away from the casino that we were at to see Boys to Men. And that night was insane because we left the concert at like 10:30. It was stupid late, and we still had the drive to do, and it was snowing, and by snowing I mean there was a freaking blizzard. So it took us like 3 hours to get to this place, and it was so beautiful. We went to a few wineries and did our own little wine tour, and oh man, it was gorgeous. Where we were, it was just an open vast field, and it was snowing. You saw the lake, and it was honestly a great time. And the room that we got was amazing. It had a fireplace, which was awesome. It had a whirlpool, which we put way too much bubbles in, and it was insane because the bubbles just got everywhere. Me and Matt took so many pictures because literally you could just go underneath the bubbles and just you'd never be seen from again. It was such a good time. We had such a good time. It was a good birthday. And then we went to the Natural Museum of History, and I got a chance to actually go to that museum for the first time, and it was awesome. It was so cool to see all that history and all that culture, and go to the Neil Tyson's planetarium. I totally forgot his name. Neil deGrasse Tyson, I believe. His planetarium. That shit was insane. It was huge. And actually this year I saw Neil deGrasse Tyson. So yeah, it was an awesome year for experiences. I'm pretty sure I'm forgetting a few, but I'm so happy. Oh my god, I can't believe I went to Izu. I totally forgot. So that's another thing that we did. We went to the Electronic Music Festival in New York City on Randall's Island with my friend Chris, and that was amazing. I felt so bad because we spent this money on these tickets, and it's an all-day festival. It's 3 days, so we bought like the last day,
I got stupid sick that day. I couldn't move. I barely drink any water. Every time I drank water, I was puking it up. My face started, like, breaking out, and I, like, had broken capillaries all on my face. It was bad. And by the time I was actually starting to feel better, it was, like, 7 o'clock, got ready. By the time we got to the ferry to get to Randall's Island, it was 9 o'clock, and we were there for at least, like, an hour and a half, 2 hours before the show closed. And I felt so bad for Chris because he... He was just waiting for us to go to the show, but it was an amazing time for the short time we were there. I'm kind of glad we got there later because it was raining that day and the day before, and on the island it's a park, so it was nothing but mud everywhere. It was disgusting and gross, but it was an amazing time. I'm so happy that I got to experience that with Chris and with Matt, and it was awesome. I loved it. Let's see. Another thing to cap off the year was I gained a godson. My friend Nicole has a son. His name's Aiden, and I was lucky enough to be asked to be his godmom, and I said yes. So I have a godson, and he's cute and big and cute and big, and Nicole is pretty much like my sister, and yeah, it's an amazing experience, and it's awesome. And so I have to say that 2017 definitely had its downs, but it had its ups. And when it had its ups, it was amazing. And I choose to, you know, remember the downs and learn from them. But also, I choose to just highlight the ups and just make sure that I know that, you know, life is not 100% A-okay. But you know what? You're given what you got, and you need to appreciate it. And that's what I'm trying to do with creating that list. I typed it all up, and I'm going to file it away for just saying 2017 was a year. And from 2017 comes 2018, and resolution, yeah, it's a goal, but it's sort of how I see a resolution is, you know, oh, I'm gonna lose 15 pounds, or starting today, I'm gonna go to the gym. Yeah, that's, you know, those are great and everything. It's just those are so constricting and stressful. I choose to have goals that are easy and manageable and that I can control and not feel bad if, you know, it doesn't happen, you know? And, you know, I started these a little before 2018 because I just wanted to give myself a good old gradual start instead of immediately just bam, just moving my life to a whole nother direction. So I did some research and I found that, you know what, my goal is every Friday I'm just gonna plan my week. I'm gonna think of my top priorities and just try to figure out how to get to them. I have this quote that I actually put up that I found. I totally forgot where I got it from, but it says, plan your weeks on Friday afternoons. Think about your top priorities in three categories, career, relationship, and yourself. It's pretty hard to make a three-category list and then ignore one category, so that right there will give you a more balanced life. If you front-load your week with your top priorities, you will feel an amazing sense of momentum. And I totally believe in that because, like I said, you know, if you have these goals and you make them manageable and you actually create a schedule and create a routine to get these goals done, it will happen. And so, yeah, I want to just make myself healthier and want to make sure that 2018 will be my bitch. What I did was I wrote down a list of what I wanted to get accomplished in 2018 from what I felt I didn't do well in 2017. And I'm going to share them with you. If you're, you know, trying to figure out what to do in 2018, you don't necessarily know what goals you want or where to start, I hope this helps, because definitely I struggled
trying to get this list down. I have 14 items, which is, it's good. It's not too much. It's not too little. And like I said, it's just, these are simple things to just improve my life in the way I want it to be improved. And so I hope this helps. but my number one is to read 15 new books. I have so many books that I haven't read. I'm staring at them right now that I haven't read, and I want to read them. But the thing that gets me every single time is once I like a book, I reread it all the fucking time. And it's terrible because it just makes no sense. Why would you reread a book? And plus, I'm a book hoarder, so I need to get rid of some books. But yeah, so last year I read a few books, not too many. I think I read like 5. And that's terrible because I love reading. I am such an avid reader. But last year, it just, I didn't have the time, too busy, just nothing really poked out at me. But yeah, so this year I want to read 15 new books, and rereading doesn't count. So if you have any suggestions on books to read, I would love to take that on. And yeah, I have a library card, so I'm trying not to break the bank. I want to actually do a book club too. So that, I feel like that'll get some accountability going, to read these books. So yeah, let me know. Number two, listen to NPR. So I know that this is a weird goal. It's just, I don't have the time nor the patience to actually sit down for 20 minutes and read a newspaper. And I don't like reading the news on social media. I feel like that's just, that's weird to me. And so I feel like NPR is a very trustworthy source of information about what's going on in the world, because I feel, from what I listen when Matt has it on the car, it's just segmented stories about worldwide events, whether it's here in America or in Iraq or in Australia or London. It's segmented and it's made to not sound like it is biased in any way. You know, they just give you the information straight, bam, wham, bam, and you have what you need to know what's going on in the world, rather than someone's opinion or someone yelling at someone else and something does something. And I think that's a good way to actually get that information to me, because last year I definitely separated myself from what's going on in the world, which I didn't like, because every time, you know, someone brought something up, it just was like, I have no idea what you're talking about, and I feel like a dumbass. So 2018, listen to NPR. Number three, write down a gratitude every night. So last year, I was very pitiful, and I was all about having that pity party and just feeling bad for myself and just making my life hell on my own part. And so I feel like this will definitely help me ground myself in happiness. And so every night before bed, I'm just gonna have a little notebook, and I'm just gonna write down one gratitude. It doesn't have to be a full-blown diary or anything like that. It's just gonna be one thing that I was grateful for that day, so I can at least hold that for the night and not have my mind race with all my worries, and all the stress and not sleep. And so that's one solution I have to actually getting a good night's rest and actually feeling accomplished and happy for 15 minutes. So I hope that works. Number four, record an episode every week. So with this, I have been very lazy, obviously. I record when I want to. I put up when I want to. I publish when I want to. But I don't have a schedule. And like I said, I want to take this to a whole nother level in 2018. So my goal this year is to record and publish an episode every week. Once I start work, I don't know how that's going to work, but I'm going to make it work. How many times can one person say work in a sentence? But it's going to be a good year, and it's going to be good content. So I can't wait for that. I'm starting on the 2nd. I'm recording an episode and I'm going to publish it. And to follow on that suit, I am going to write a blog post. Yeah, I'm going to write a blog post every other day. That I only wrote two blog posts last year when I started Life of an Uninteresting Human, and they were about the podcast episodes. I want to share how I feel with all you guys. Whether it be on the podcast or on the blog, I just want to start that. So I honestly think that that's well managed. And I can't wait. I am going to write what I feel and feel what I write. Yeah. All right. So next goal for 2018 is stay connected with my family and friends. So a little backstory, 2017 was a really rough year for my family. My sister has been dealing with a lot, drug abuse and substance abuse, in and out of trouble. She currently is, you know, safe right now and is getting the help that she needs. But it's been rough. And with that being said, my connection with my family has definitely distanced over the past year, because it's hard to have that in your life and to know that, you know, your family is hurting. It's hard to just be around that and see that every day. And so I definitely distance myself from family and friends. So this year I'm gonna make it a goal to just connect more, you know, whether it's saying hi, you know, and I love you, or even visiting. I definitely I need to make the effort and just show my love for the people. I don't want them to think that I don't love them, and I do. I just it was hard to, you know, do all that. And so yeah, I'm gonna stay connected with family and friends. Next one is save $5,000. This one's gonna be hard because I love spending money. Every time I get money, it's gone. And this year I want to be very serious about my money habits, my spending habits. And so this is the most resolution-y goal I have. If I don't make it, I'm not gonna feel weird about it, but I am going to implement different things in my life that, again, won't just halt everything, but it will definitely make it a little harder to, you know, go out and to, you know, buy things. But you know what? I'm an adult. I have to be an adult. I have to save money. I have to save money for things that might happen, you know? And this is going to be the year where I actually save that. Let's see. So the next ones will be sort of, or the next like three will be sort of kind of like the same thing. I want to eat food with intention. So what does that mean is, you know, I'm not going to get like put myself on a diet and eat like 2000 calories a day or whatever, you know. I want to eat food with the knowledge in my head that this food is going to give me the energy that I need to make it towards the day. And I just don't want to eat for the satisfaction of just the taste and the flavor and fat content or anything like that, and indulge my very, very, very weird cravings sometimes. But I just want to eat clean, healthy food just with the intention of just bettering my health and making my life a little bit easier, making my stomach a little bit easier. But yeah, just eat food with intention. I definitely want to do that. It's not going to be hard. I know it's not going to be hard. But yeah, yoga in the morning. So I actually just did yoga an hour ago and it was great. I'm not gonna, you know, hold myself to this high standard of, oh yeah, 6:30 in the morning gonna do yoga. You know, I'm gonna wake up, and if I have the time, I'm gonna do it. And I actually did I started a program. It's free. She's on YouTube, Yoga with Adrienne. She has this 30-day program starting the new year, where it's just 30 days, you know, of daily yoga. And she has different motivations, different themes. And it's honestly a cool program. And I actually love Yoga with Adrienne. Even before this, I've always gone to her if I wanted to do a quick thing of yoga. And it's, like I said, it's free. It's on YouTube. Just Google her. And yeah, so I definitely want to do that. And just
be happier with my body and taking care of it. That's another goal I want in 2018, is just not be ashamed of my body. It's like, everyone's different. I have curves, I have fat, I have rolls now. my face is chubbier. Oh, fucking well. All I know is that I'm happy to be, you know, on this earth, and I just want to be healthier. You know, my stomach definitely has taken a plummet this year. It's caused me some pain. And by some pain, I mean it's been a rough year with my stomach. With me actually being a little healthier and being happier with my body, I can definitely tell you that my stomach is going to be a lot more better. So yeah, I'm just going to be happier with my body, and by taking care of it, you know, working out, doing the 30 minutes of yoga every day. I can't wait, you know, for the end of the year. If there's going to be a change, then I can't wait to see that. If there's not going to be a change, I know that truly the insides of my body are going to be healthier. And so I can't wait for that change. So another goal is to travel to a state I never visited before. I have started a magnet collection of different states that we have visited in 2017, and I just want to get every state on there. I am so excited to travel, whether it be for a weekend, for a week, or for a day. I just want to go there, get my magnet, and just experience that state for what it is. So I can't wait for the trips to be coming up. Let's see. Next goal is to talk more about how I'm feeling and to find the right words. I've definitely noticed this year, especially again with everything going on with my sister, that when shit gets real and gets hard for me, I shut down. I don't talk. I don't like talking. And it's hard, especially for Matt. He would just ask me and try to pry the words out of my mouth. And he's like, in order for me to help you, I need to know how you're feeling. And I totally get that. It's just for some reason, when I really just get sad, I get down and I don't want to talk. So that's another goal, is to find the words that I am feeling and actually express them. I really need that to happen. Let's see. The next goal is for me to take a digital cleanse for 1 week. It doesn't have to be every month. It doesn't have to be every 6 months or anything like that. I'm setting aside a week in 2018 to take a digital cleanse, and that means no phone, no laptop, no podcasting, no TV. I can actually do TV, maybe. No streaming, let's just say that. No streaming. No social media. It's just going to be a complete just a week of living like I am Amish. I'm gonna have electricity and the necessities to, you know, get by. I don't know what that was, but yeah, so a digital cleanse, I think that'd be fun and interesting, and then after that I'm gonna go on social media and talk to you guys about it. So yeah, I honestly think that'll be fun. And then last one is to volunteer my time. Again, I'm not going to make it to a point where it's going to stress me out. If I do it, I do it. If I don't, then oh well. But I want to volunteer. I want to, you know, if I have time, I want to make it time that could help someone else. Whether it be actually volunteering my time as a professional, or volunteering my time as a dog walker or a kitty wrangler. I definitely want to just help people or help animals. It's, I know it's sad that that's a goal. Everyone should want to help, but it's hard to find the time. But yeah, that's a goal I want to make, is just to help. So that's the last goal. That's my list for 2018. That's what my life is going to be, living towards, is those 14 items. I wrote them down. I'm going to write them out somewhere and try to create like a vision board, and just every day reflect on how's it going. And you know what? For accountability, I'm actually going to record everything that I'm doing towards this goal on the podcast and all the blogs, so you guys can follow me. If you want to have the same goals, then we can help each other. I can't wait for this year. Also, I actually just got accepted to be a brand ambassador for Queen Apparel. It is a online community of women entrepreneurs, and it is awesome. They actually sell really cute apparel. I just ordered a sweatshirt and a hat, and it is awesome. So I can't wait for that to go and be a part of it. I'm definitely gonna write some posts and talk about them a little bit more. And I'm excited. It's a new start. I'm networking, I'm meeting new people, and I have a community of women who want to empower other women, and it's great. So I'll definitely let you know how that's going. I'll take pictures of the stuff I get, and I'll let you know how it goes. I am so excited for that to actually happen. But yeah, that's the podcast for today, folks. I just want to just go on here and state my intentions and state that 2018 new year does not have to mean a new you. Just don't put that pressure on yourself to just up and change your life or, you know, something that probably isn't you in the first place. If there are things you want to fix, things you want to actually change, just make a slight change. Don't change your whole life for it. And make sure those changes are for you and not for anyone else. That's another thing that I just want to make sure that everyone knows is that you have to make sure that you are still you while you're changing. I know that's weird, but just don't change who you are. Don't change who you are for anyone else and for any other purpose other than to make yourself happy. And 2018 is going to be a fantastic year for you, for me, for everyone. I wish you the best of luck on your goals and on your journey to create a better you, or even to stay you. You don't have to change. Again, I just want to say thank you for listening. Thank you for your support. It's been a hell of a year, but 2018 is going to be killer. It's going to be your year. It's going to be our year. Just remember that. You are just a beautiful person, and your goals are going to be met with so much success. So on that note, I'm leaving. I am going to talk to you guys next week. For a new episode, feel free to listen to last episode. I know it's been quite some time since I actually posted a new episode, but you know what? 2017 is behind us and 2018 is here. So get ready for more episodes. Get ready for more posts. If you have any suggestions, let me know. I am open to anything. And just get ready for change. That's what this year is about, is change. And that's the theme of what this podcast is going to be about. I actually just decided that right now. It might not actually stick. I might not remember it. Do not hold me accountable for it. But so again, Happy New Year. Happy Christmas. Happy holidays. Thank God the holidays are over. But so make 2018 your bitch. And I'm signing off with, and I love you, you're an amazing person. Have a great, great day. Bye.